Good morning. I'm Katie. As Chris said, my husband, Jason, works here at Reston Bible Church. And I got to get settled. I get a little nervous, so give me a minute to settle myself. Jason works here at Reston Bible Church. He's been here for about 23 years. This is the adult job that he's had for his whole life. After we did missions in Argentina, that's how we met with Campus Crusade. My background was Spanish. I was a Spanish teacher, which I've done off and on a little bit over the years after having kids. But for the most part, now I'm at home and very thankful for being able to do that. So Jim has been talking the past couple weeks on Romans 8 and 7 and setting our minds on the things of the Spirit rather than the flesh. And as I heard him start going with these sermons, I was like, oh no, that's my material. So I got worried that this was going to be a big repeat of what you all have already heard at church. I think some of it may be a bit of a repeat, but I think the way that I'm going to move on it hopefully will be really helpful. And maybe more practical for us as women and moms. If anything is a repeat, I'm just praying that that is not boring and just good for us. Sometimes the repetition is good. I think you all know I'm not a professional speaker. I'm just me. So I may be a little awkward at times, but I'll do my best to get through. And I just wrote down this note that I think it's just very valuable for us, even if we're not professional speakers, to share what God has taught us. And that's what I want to do, is just talk to you about, share with you about some things that God has been teaching me over the past couple years, specifically about having the mind of Christ. I think there's so much value in learning from one another as we walk with the Lord. So I'm just going to take a minute and pray, and then I'm going to read some scripture from Romans. Okay? So let's pray. Lord, thank you for bringing all these women out on a rainy morning. Maybe they came very rushed and stressed, getting their kids in the car. And Lord, I pray that you would help their hearts and minds and bodies just to settle, to relax, that their hearts and minds, even if tired or distracted by other things, that you would help all of us to focus on you this morning. We just want to hear what you have to say, to teach us, to encourage us, to instruct us, to point us to you. Lord, I just pray that there might be something, even if it's one small thing, that you say this morning that that each woman here would be able to consider. Maybe it's something new, something that really meets them where they are, something they're struggling with. That there would be something unique for each woman here that you want to say that would bless them this morning. Lord, we give this time to you. I ask that you would speak through me and that you would use the time for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. So I'm just going to start by reading Romans 8. I marked it with my little ribbon. Okay. Romans 8, verses 1 through 11. Oh, I think this is on here. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free, in Christ Jesus, from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their mind on the things of the Spirit. I might have. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Are we on the right slide? Okay, keep going. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. I want to go back and just read verses 5 and 6 because that's going to be our focus for today. Let me go. Can I go back? For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Life and peace. That's what we want to talk about. That sounds amazing to me. Life and peace. But honestly, I have found this hard to achieve and experience it in a consistent way, on a consistent basis. When I think of what it means to have the mind of Christ, I think it means that when we become a believer, we're considered sons and co-heirs with Christ. We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and we have the Spirit-led and Spirit-empowered ability to think about things like Jesus does. He is fully devoted and submitted to his Father. He is completely pure. He's worshipful. He's joyful. He's focused only on the things of God. He is at peace. He is never selfish, critical, judgmental, bitter, worried, anxious, fretful, or lustful. I titled my talk, "I've Lost My Mind," because as a believer, I know that my mind should be set on the things of the Spirit and not on the things of the flesh. But so many times I realize that I have basically lost my mind, by which I mean lost my mind of Christ, lost a mind that is submitted to the Spirit. And I do not feel like I am experiencing life to the full, and I do not feel peaceful. Maybe you can relate to that. So what we want to talk about today is how we achieve the discipline of a pure and God-honoring thought life, where our minds are consistently set on the things of the Spirit, just like Jesus' mind is. How do we experience that life and peace that we just read about in Romans 8:6? As women and moms, we have so many things that compete for our attention and our consideration. We're all spinning many plates at the same time. Marriage, children, jobs, friendships, relatives, church responsibilities, ministry, volunteer things we do, things at our kids' school. If we weave into all those relationships and responsibilities the challenges and struggles that we face, it's no wonder that we lose our minds. And we struggle to set our minds on the things of Christ. We often feel unsettled and worried, stressed instead of peaceful. Our minds are a constant battleground against sinful thoughts, distractions, deceptions, and temptations. As I was thinking about this, I made a list, just some things that came to my mind that we struggle with in our minds as women and as moms. Maybe you can identify with a number of these. I'm sorry, I did not have time to make slides for this, so I'll read it slow. Marriage issues and expectations, relationships with family and friends, comparison with other people, finances, past trauma or hurt, fear, anxiety, worry, fretting or spinning, replaying things, second-guessing, discontent, frustrations and irritations, injustices, bitterness. Have you ever been in a situation where you know what you should do and what you should be setting your mind on, but you can't make yourself stop spinning or worrying or judging or complaining or fretting or replaying things over and over in your mind, and it makes you feel kind of out of control? I really started thinking about this a few years ago when I was deeply hurt in a friendship by somebody that I cared about very much. I was hurt and I was confused, and despite my best efforts at biblical reconciliation, the relationship ended. I really like, Jason called it this, tidy relationship knots. I love tidy relationship knots, where everyone understands one another, there's quick reconciliation, we all feel we're on the same page. I don't like the discomfort of untidy relationship knots. And it was very unsatisfying. It was a very unsatisfying conclusion to the situation, and I felt very unsettled and upset. In response to that, I then dealt with a lot of sadness and grief, and I kind of sat in that, and I struggled to get out of it. And Satan got in there and twisted things up in my mind. I began dealing with anger and bitterness and replaying the injustices, worrying that I'd not heard the Lord correctly and that I'd done something wrong, doubting my place in my other friendships, and I started to feel very consumed by it and out of control in my mind. And then I felt ashamed. I'd been a believer for 33 years. I am the wife of a pastor. What was I doing? I had lost my mind. I was concerned about what was going on in my mind, and I pleaded with the Lord to help me. Thankfully, the Lord began moving in the most gracious of ways. He spoke to me through his word in ways that I have rarely experienced before. My friends came around me, saw what was happening, and ministered to me with love and truthfulness, grace and encouragement. And I sought counsel from a biblical counselor as well as my husband, who helped me focus on the truth. What the Lord showed me through this process enabled me to get out of this pattern of being stuck in the spinning in my mind. And that's what I want to share with you all, because I think we're all susceptible to losing our minds, whether it's over a big situation or just a very small one. So what do we do? The easiest and most natural thing for us to do is the same thing in the same way that we've always done it. That's why we can drive on autopilot and somehow reach home while our thoughts are elsewhere. Or why it's hard to break a habit, like biting our nails. Or why after we rearrange the kitchen, we still keep going back to the old cabinet with the glasses. We do it before we even realize it, because they're well-practiced habits. It takes a lot of focus and discipline to change the way that we have always done something. It's the same with our thought patterns. They tend to run down the most practiced road, unless we stop and we reroute them. Are you all familiar with the concept of neuroplasticity? I think it is just so fascinating. It's quite a science term, and you can look it up and read about it on your own if you want. More about it. But basically, it involves the ability of the brain to change its normal and practiced pathways in order to adapt to something new. That could be an injury where you have to relearn to do something, or it could be your thought patterns. We can retrain our brains to fire in a different way and to create and follow a different path. The ability to do this with our thoughts is the key to setting and resetting our minds on Christ. Romans 12:1-2 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We are to consider our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This includes our mind. Our mind does tend to go the way of the flesh when it is unchecked or untrained. But a mind that is consistently submitted to God, constantly renewed by being steeped in God's truth, is going to be transformed. It will change how we think about things. This concept of being able to change our brain is clearly a spiritual concept, but it's very cool that it is also physical and backed by science. So how do we do this? We retrain our thoughts in well-worn pathways by consistently choosing to replace the wrong and unhelpful thoughts of the flesh with the truthful ones of the Spirit, as well as practicing spiritual disciplines and surrounding ourselves with accountability. This is not an easy practice. It involves a lot of self-sacrifice, a lot of setting ourselves aside. Philippians 4:8-9 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. This verse tells us the nature of the things that we should be thinking about, things that are pure and lovely and praiseworthy. We cannot do this on our own. This is a work of the Spirit in us as we discipline ourselves to set our minds on the things of the Spirit rather than the flesh. And what does Paul say is the result of setting our minds on true, honorable, and just things? Peace. So, some practical steps. In contrast to the examples I gave earlier of some of the struggles that we have in our minds, I think I'm going to repeat that list. Here's our struggles. I'm going to repeat that list just so it's fresh on our minds. Some struggles we might have: marriage issues and expectations, relationships with family and friends, comparison, struggles with finances or worry, past trauma and hurt, fear, anxiety, worry, fretting, spinning, replaying, second-guessing, discontent, frustrations and irritations, injustices, bitterness. I'm sure you can add more to that list. These are the things that cause us to lose our minds. So in contrast to that, I started thinking about what the things were that helped me to reset my mind and to submit it to Christ. And I made a list of these things, which is not exhaustive. These are just the things that helped me that I wanted to share with you. I really learned the value of these as I worked through the situation I mentioned with my friend. And my mind was just stuck on that spin cycle, and I felt trapped and out of control. These things helped me to retrain my brain, and I'm finding that every day, as I submit and I set my mind on the things of the Spirit, that new paths are becoming easier to follow, and that is a work of the Lord. So to reset and submit our minds to Christ, one of the most important things is forgiveness. Rather than dwelling on the details or rehearsing a wound, choose to immediately release it. Pray and forgive. Self-discipline is really important. Pray that the Spirit will quicken your heart and your mind, and commit to not even let that unhelpful thought fully form in your mind. Move your mind immediately to another subject. I tell myself, nope. I don't know where that came from. And as I was thinking about this, side tangent to a funny story, I was like, where did I come up with the word nope? I could have chosen something beautiful, like a fruit of the Spirit, you know, joy or peace or even Jesus or something. But I chose nope. And I realized that when I was thinking about this yesterday, that my mom, who now has Alzheimer's, at the very beginning of her journey with that, she had these little cans of Pepsi, you know, the cute little mini cans. And she would bring them to my house. She would bring them when we went on vacation. And the kids just thought they were so cute. And once they figured out they were also delicious, they kept asking her over and over, Mom, Grandma, can we have one of your little Pepsis? So then she started arriving with the word no written on the top of each can. And she would put it in the refrigerator, and the kids just thought it was the funniest thing. It was just no, no, no. So it was no negotiating. This is not your drink. Go find something else. So I thought maybe that was what was in my mind, right? This is not for you. Go a different way, right? So I tell myself no, nope. So let me go back so we don't lose track. So to reset and submit our minds on Christ, forgiveness, self-discipline, praying that the Spirit will quicken your heart and mind, and commit to not even let that unhelpful thought form. This has been the most key for me. Move your mind immediately to another subject. Perhaps your word is not nope, but something that you would immediately go to, that would tell yourself, I do not give myself permission to continue on this train of thought. I need to go elsewhere. Accountability. Ask friends to pray for you, for your specific struggles, and to encourage you and to ask you questions about your thought life. Support. Surround yourself with others who are seeking the Lord, reading His Word, and disciplining themselves to also set their minds on the things of the Spirit. The Word. Read God's Word every day. If we are going to replace our thoughts with the things that should be in our minds, we have to know, we have to be ready, and have the true and honorable things to replace them with. Prayer. Confess and surrender the struggles in your thought life. Ask the Lord to help you to discipline yourself, to set your mind on the Spirit, and be thankful. Thankfulness is such a key to setting our mind on the things of the Spirit. If you need counseling for trauma or deep hurt, seek a biblical counselor to help you sort through things and to set your minds correctly on God's truth. Hard questions. Choose some hard questions that you ask yourself daily, and have others ask you as well. For example, like when I was dealing with the situation with my friend, it was helpful for my husband to say to me, what is happening today in your mind, right? Are you letting yourself spin and focus on that and dwell on that rather than on God's truth? That level of accountability helps us not to hide, you know. Thankfulness, I already mentioned, choosing to divert your thoughts, to tell the Lord what you are thankful for. No matter the situation, I find that this really, if you are truly thankful and you really focus on that, that does change the direction your mind is going. It directs your mind and spirit toward joy and God's goodness. As I mentioned before, this is not an exhaustive list, but this is just things that I found helpful. Forgiveness, self-discipline, accountability, support, reading the word, prayer, counseling, asking yourself hard questions, and thankfulness. So now I have some examples that we can kind of work through so you can see what I mean, okay? So for example, somebody has hurt you and you feel this spark of bitterness or anger and you start to replay the situation or the conversation. Nope. Get on a new path. Tell yourself that you're forgiven, that God has forgiven you much, that you can also forgive. Pray that the Lord would help you to forgive the person and release them. Pray that the Lord would give you compassion. Pray for blessing on that person and that the Lord would reveal himself to them. And then move on to list the things that you are thankful for. If you struggle with worrying about your children, for example, when my kids started driving, I just would lay awake at night, like, what if they get in an accident? What if they do this? What if they that? And I would spin and I would get fearful and anxious. Different scenarios would just be playing and replaying in my mind. So I have to tell myself, no, get on a new path. My worry about that will not change the outcome, right? God is sovereign. He loves my children and has their best in mind. So if you find yourself in this kind of spin cycle worrying about your kids, pray that God would protect your children. Tell the Lord that you trust him, that if something does happen, that you acknowledge that he has allowed that in his sovereignty and he will give you strength to endure. Then begin recounting the ways that God has done that in the past. If you're worried about finances, are we going to make it? What if I can't buy groceries? What if I can't pay the bills? What if we have to sell the house? Nope. Get on a new path. God knows my every need. God provides. I can trust him. Pray and give those concerns to him, and then start recounting to yourself past provisions that God has provided with thankfulness. It will set your mind on a new path. If you're spinning or replaying a conversation or a situation that you feel bothered or upset about, nope, get on a new path. Tell yourself, this way of thinking does not change what happened. It only makes you feel out of control and upset. You can only control what you do moving forward. It is the Holy Spirit's job to convict you or others if further action is needed in those relationships, conversations, situations. Pray. Ask the Lord to do that if it's necessary. And then switch your mind to list blessings and situations in your life in which you feel settled and you feel thankful. If you are discontent, you sense that feeling of irritability or impatience or jealousy, nope, get on a new path. I am called to be content in all circumstances. So switch your mind to lists of things that you are thankful for. These are just some examples. I have a real life scenario. So the other day, this is about 3 weeks ago, I was standing at my kitchen window rehearsing my irritations at my husband and my sons, who had all just gotten up from the table after dinner and disappeared. Who do they think I am, the maid? How ungrateful, seriously? I was starting to feel very unpleasant, and I felt like I really did not like any of them at all. And then I realized I am losing my mind. It took a concerted effort, but I told myself, nope, and I chose to switch my thoughts. I thought about what each of them had been doing all day. Sam had been at school all day. Jason had been at work. My older son, Caleb, was at work all day doing manual labor. They were tired. They wanted some downtime. I'd been home all day. Jason works two jobs, so I can stay home and choose how I use my time. I began to think of all the things that Jason does in a day and thank God for them. Now I was on a different path. It changed my perspective, my attitude toward my family, and my attitude toward my task. It is not always easy. There are some things to be aware of in this process. We need to realize that our flesh tells us that our minds are a secret place known only to ourselves. No one can see what's going on in there except us, but that is very dangerous. It leads us to give ourselves permission to dwell, a little time just to do or think about what I want. And I justify my dwelling or my replaying by telling myself that I was wronged and I deserve a few minutes to just chew on it and be angry. It's kind of like dieting, right? I'm doing so well, I deserve this little treat. But the allowance of straying from a diet undoes the discipline and the commitment. Likewise, allowing ourselves to dwell on the things of the flesh secretly in our minds, even just for a few minutes, undoes any new pathways that we're trying to form. And we must realize that we are not on our own in our mind. It is not a place set aside for ourselves. Jesus knows every thought before we even think it. That should give us pause when we want to take that time to think or dwell on what we want. And it should give us hope, because the Spirit can quicken our hearts and minds to stop that thought before it is even formed. We tend to think that freedom is doing or thinking whatever we want. But that is not freedom. It is enslavement to our flesh. True freedom comes when our minds are fully submitted to the Spirit and we walk in the pathways that He has for us. Those pathways bring life and peace and freedom, not anxiety, fear, worry, and discontentment. This is not something that we can do on our own strength or out of a sheer force of our own will. It is a work of the Holy Spirit in us. If anybody is here and wondering what it means to have the Holy Spirit, I just want to take a minute to explain that, because it's really important. As Christians, we believe that we are all sinners, meaning that we all fall short of the perfection that is required to enter heaven and be with God for eternity. But God, in His love, sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. By His death for us on the cross, He made it possible for us to stand before God and be declared righteous, not because of the things that we have done, but because of what He did. When we choose to believe that and accept that, we begin a right relationship with God, and He begins that process of transformation in our minds. He helps us to think and act in a way that reflects Him. God tells us that He sends His Holy Spirit to be our helper, to provide wisdom, to provide discernment and strength, and to reveal God's word to us. He helps us in our weaknesses. And He is the one who gives us the strength to do the hard work of creating new habits and new ways of thinking. He reveals the mind of Christ to us in all things. Our job is to listen and to respond in obedience. I'm just going to pray. Lord, we're thankful for just hearing what You wanted me to share this morning. And that's a lot of information. Probably a lot of it is very familiar. For those of us who have been believers for a long time, we know these truths. We know our minds are supposed to be set on the things of the Spirit and not the flesh. We know that we're supposed to replace the unhelpful things in our minds with the truth. But we still struggle to do it, even the things that we know we should do. And so, Lord, I pray that as we take some time just to think about this today, to think about some practical steps, that You would help each woman here to hear from You, perhaps some things that they are struggling with in their thought life, things that are not honoring to You, things that are of the flesh and not of the Spirit. Lord, I pray that they would take some time, even in the busyness of their daily life, that You would provide the time for them to evaluate their thought life, to evaluate whether it is disciplined in a way that honors You or if there are things that need to change. And Lord, we just ask that You would help us to do that today, tomorrow, every day until we are with You. We will need Your transforming and renewing power for our minds, so that more and more we can be creating those new pathways, that those become the well-worn pathways, the ones that lead to things of the Spirit. And in that, we will find life and peace. Pray these things in Your name. Amen.